Chapter 1. Dusty Spain. Down in the marketplace, Indiana Bones sniffed up and Indiana Bones sniffed down. And then Indiana Bones sniffed all around. He sniffed to the left and he sniffed to the right until finally he caught the soft early evening breeze, the scent that his hairy hooter had been hunting. It was his most favourite smell, one that reminded him of crumpets and history books and afternoon tea. It made him think of Oxford, shampoo and cuddles. It was the aroma of his beloved owner, his Aisha. Now that he'd latched on to the precious Pong, he was determined not to let it go. Steadily, the scruffy black dog walked through the marketplace with his nose aloft, sniffing at the warm air. The familiar smell grew stronger until Indiana spotted exactly where the whiff was wafting from, a large stone fort towering above the town. Battlements marched around the top of the building, and a listless flag hung limply in the desert heat. Two small, scrawny trees had defied the sizzling temperatures and lack of soil and had somehow managed to grow out of the ancient walls. A black jeep was parked outside, tucked in close, as if it too were trying to escape the heat. In the deep blue sky above the fort, a dark gang of angry-looking birds circled, making the scene look rather chilling. Attached to the old fort was a smaller wing with a red slate roof, a chimney, and a solitary small window with thick iron bars. It was from this window that the familiar smell wafted. Indiana Bones set off at high speed, faster than a pug in a pocket-sized Porsche. He weaved in and out of legs and carts and chickens and vegetables, focusing on his target like a treat-seeking missile. A hop, skip and jump later, he'd scrabbled up the steep hillside towards the fort and had leapt up onto the narrow window ledge. Here he was fully in the sun, and because he was as cool as a hipster snowman and a dog of means, he pulled out a pair of sunglasses and put them on. Then he began to tinkle out a message in Morse code with his claws on the bars of a window. Bones calling Aisha, come in Aisha. Bones calling Aisha, come in Aisha. Now 12 years old, Aisha had grown into a rather formidable young lady, as bold as brass and braver than four lions. But being bundled down a steep flight of stone stairs and handcuffed to a dank stone wall would dampen anyone's spirits. She was a very long way from Oxford, and it felt like it. Her captor was wearing a clown mask, and just between you and me, smelled like a goblin's alarm pit. "Is this any way to treat a guest?" Aisha asked, trying to sound undaunted. Her big brown eyes scanned the room looking for some means of escape. "I will not be giving this place 5 stars, she said. "There are no tea-making facilities, and the level of comfort leaves a lot to be desired." He looked up at the solitary window with its thick iron bars, adding, "And the harbour view is rubbish." "You may joke, little girl, but you will rot in here for 1,000 years unless you tell me all that you know about the Lonely Avenger," hissed the man in the mask. "I don't know anything about any Avengers, lonely or otherwise. I'm here on holiday," she said.
"No," argued the clown man. "I have been searching for the last segment of the scroll of the Lonely Avenger, reported to be in a glass cabinet in an old church on the edge of the Desierto del Vengador. You were at that church this morning, and when my associates and I arrived, the cabinet was empty. And so I ask you again, where is the missing segment of the Avenger scroll?"
"I have no idea what you are talking about," shrugged Aisha. "I was sightseeing. I'd like to know who you are, though." She noticed that he wore several rings on each finger of his left hand, which also bore a...